Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, Certified Transformational Habits of Health Coach, Nurse, Fitness Trainer, Educator, Blog Talk Host, and Best-Selling Author. I decided to talk about commitment today because it is something that comes up in my daily life. I mean, every day there's something about commitment. So I just wanted to shed some light onto what this means to me, what it can mean to you, and what it does for us or with us or whatever. So let me start with the definition of commit. To commit, it brings us together, it joins us, it entrusts us. It's a doing action. It's something we do. And so that's pretty awesome to know. I mean, we are committed to certain things. Now, what does this, or what do these actions include to be committed? It's respect, love, understanding, appreciation, keeping the promise. And why is that also important? We're going to get to that. How do these actions affect your life and the life of the people around you? And I found a cute little story, very short. It's called Respect, and it deals with a dad that's coming home. The poem is written in The Dash, Making a Difference with Your Life by Linda Ellis and Mac Anderson. And I'm going to read that to you real quick and ask then a couple of questions. So it says, respect. He was in the Oklahoma City airport when he saw a woman walking along with three little girls. Daddy's coming home on a big jet. Daddy's coming home on a big jet. All excited. Eyes lit up like diamonds. Wild anticipation. They had never before met Daddy coming home on a jet. Their mother was so proud of them and their enthusiasm. You could have seen it in their eyes. Then the plane arrived. The door opened and the passengers streamed in. You didn't have to ask which one was Daddy. The girl's bright eyes were glued on him. But his first look was for his wife. And seeing her, he yelled, "Why didn't you bring my top coat?" and walked right past the adoring daughters. Here was a man who had an opportunity to be great, and he didn't recognize it. 40 years ago, I heard Charlie Cullen tell that story, and I never forgot it. How many times a day, a week, a month, do we have the opportunity to be great through simple acts of kindness? In your dash, never underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, or an honest compliment. All have the potential to turn a life around. So, I actually was in tears when I read this the first time. Because I go, oh my gosh, they're so excited. It's going to be such a fun reunion. And then I read, first of all, he yelled at his wife, "Why didn't you bring me the top coat?" Not even, "Hi, it's good to see you." No, just a negative comment. And I go, oh no. And ignoring his three daughters who were so excited to see their daddy and ignoring them. Do you know what impact that has on the little ones? That's pretty sad. And I just go, you know what? I wish more of us would think first before act, because words can hurt more than actions sometimes. Actions, well, they can be a mishap or something, and they're easier to forgive than words spoken or not spoken. And especially when it comes around to seeing your little girls that you haven't seen in so long and your wife. Why start with something negative? At least sandwich it. You know, that approach where you say something positive, then you put the question or the negative in between and you end with a positive. So what he could have said, that's just an example, is, "Hey, hon, so good to see you," and say hi to the girls and give them a hug and a kiss. And then say, "Honey, I'm sorry. I was hoping you would have brought the top coat. Oh, well, I am just happy to see you. I'm just happy you're here." And so that way, there wouldn't have been any bad feelings, any hurt feelings, especially on the little ones who don't understand that. There is another little story that I wanted to share, and it's Do More Than I Expected. And it's on pages 14 through 17 at the No Glass Ceiling, Just Blue Sky, A Woman's Guide to Building Great Terms by Marcy Blokovyak. And that is a pretty nice story. And I'm learning every day, if I can do just a little bit more, and it's not an if, it's when. And not can do, but when I do. Let's make that a very positive, strong statement. Leave all the ifs, what could have, shoulds, woulds, coulds, all these things out, and turn it around into a positive statement. So do more than expected. Whether it is an unexpected act of kindness, providing extraordinary customer service, or being sincerely interested in every word that someone says, great leaders usually have one thing in common. They consistently do more than is expected. That is actually a simple law that separates the good from the great. In fact, it's almost too simple to feel important. But those leaders who understand this, whether you are a business leader, a coach, a teacher, or a parent, will eventually rise to the top. This leadership quality is what I call and then some syndrome. The power of these words is captured in a short essay written by Carl Holmes. I read it often, and the poem the essay goes, "And then some." These three little words are the secret to success. They are the difference between average people and top people in most companies. The top people always do what is expected, and then some. They are thoughtful of others. They are considerate and kind, and then some. They meet their responsibilities fairly and squarely, and then some. They are good friends and helpful neighbors, and then some. They can be counted on in an emergency, and then some. I am thankful for people like this, for they make the world a better place. Their spirit of service is summed up in these three little words, and then some. Ask yourself as a leader, do I strive to rise above mediocrity and become the and then some person? And I go, wow, this really hits home, because it's easy to just do the minimum and go on from there. But it's much harder to live, as we call it, above the line. That's actually the and then some, because it makes such a huge difference. So what are actually these two stories telling us? When you commit, you do more than just the minimum. You go above and beyond. Nothing stops you. Do it anyway. Think past your nose. Envision an amazing future. And that statement, think past your nose, might be more German, literally translated, than English. I'm not quite sure if that's appropriate here. But now you know it comes from the German part, to think farther than the nose goes. So the nose is usually protruding 1 or 2 inches from the head, from the brain. And, I mean, not up there in the thing, but, you know, from the face. And that's not very farsighted. That's extremely nearsighted. And so we need to look farther. We need to envision things into the future and go from there. Actually, I was thinking we could do a little exercise here. Close your eyes. Now take a deep, slow breath. Relax. And now envision yourself 1 year from today. Where do you see yourself? Do not let anyone talk you down or out of doing something you want to do. When you see yourself clearly in a sharp, colorful picture, what stands out? Are you making a difference in your life or other people's lives? Are you happy, healthy, fulfilled? And now let's not leave that just at 1 year. Now move on to your 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 20 years from now, and see where you are, what you're doing, how things look like, how you feel. If you're walking along the ocean, feel the breeze. Make sure you have sunscreen on. Feel the sunshine. Have good shoes so you can walk, or if you want to walk in the sand, which nowadays is a little bit more difficult to do because people are throwing everything in there, including broken glass bottles and stuff, so you don't want to cut your feet. Therefore, I suggest it to wear good shoes. But where do you see yourself? You can open your eyes and come back here. But you can do that exercise on your own whenever you feel you need to envision something. It's not just a dream. A dream is something you want, but you don't do. But you want to envision it and actually go for it. Be committed to it no matter what. Because commitment does not stand alone. That word alone doesn't mean much. It includes a lot of other words or actions. Words or actions or both. For example, consistency. When you're committed to something, you do it daily. Creativity, challenge, choice, credibility, trust, love, respect, health. Then that infamous, do it anyway, even when you don't feel like it. When you are sick or you just want to take a break, do it anyway. Be consistent daily. Be committed daily. Do what you need to do. And if it's tough for you to do it, use the stop challenge twos that I have referred to a few times before, where you stop your thought, take a deep, slow breath, and then bring your emotions under control. Then challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are, and ask the question, is this really true? And then choose the behavior that supports what you really want. So important. Nobody can make us do anything we allow them to. So in order for us to be stronger and more determined and more committed and consistent and all these words that I just read, we need to be in control of ourselves and not let others force us into a situation we don't like to be in. If we don't like what they have to say, and especially when we know that they have never walked in our shoes, that they have never experienced what we're experiencing, that they have not talked to us and with us and understand where we're coming from, don't even go there. Don't let it affect you. What I do is a little hand gesture. I take my hand up front facing my face and I throw the thought behind my back, kind of like, get thee behind me, you know. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with people who don't understand, who don't care, who don't want to listen, who don't want to support, who are just always right, or think they are. Actually, they're not, but they think they are. So it is all up to me, up to you, to be in charge of your own life. When you don't like your job, there could be many reasons. It could be the times you have to go to work. I have some friends who need to start work at 1:30, 2 in the morning, and work for 12 hours. And around the holidays, they have to work longer. And I go, oh my, not for me. I need my sleep. That doesn't mean I need to sleep 12 hours or anything. 8 to 9 hours is amazing, especially when I'm injured. I need my 8 to 9 hours, and then I feel great usually throughout the day that I can get things done, whether I want to or not. Do it anyway, because I am committed to what I have put out there that I want to reach. I want to reach my goal. And you know what? Interestingly enough, goals are wonderful. However, do we reach them from 1 second to the next? From 1 minute to the next, from 1 hour to the next, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year? No, sometimes it takes quite some time. However, we can progress and move closer to our goal every day by being consistent and committed and doing it anyway. So some things take a little bit longer than others. But it's entirely up to us. Do we really want that goal? What is your why that you have that goal? Why do you want to make your life better? Do you want to have a healthier body, healthier mind, healthier finances, a healthy, happy, and abundant lifestyle? Wow. Being committed is so beneficial. Breaking a commitment can only hurt yourself or someone else. However, building true, committed, caring, loving relationships and not tearing them down and not letting anybody else tear you down, because you're in charge of your life, makes such a huge difference. So what I want to say today, commitment is not just a one-word definition. It goes far and beyond, and then some. And it definitely takes goals to envision ourselves. And you know what? Goals seldom are reached very, very quickly, depending on how much we put into it. But goals can be reached just about always, as long as we never quit and don't give up and don't let anybody else rain on our parade. Let's be firm. Let's be choosy. Let's challenge ourselves. Let's stop negative thoughts. Let's make sure that we're trustworthy and that we trust ourselves, that we can do it. You know, it's kind of like eating an elephant. You can't do that in one bite. How many bites does it take to eat an elephant? I don't know. That depends on a lot of things. That depends on the size of the elephant. That depends on the tenderness or toughness of the meat. That depends on how big a bite you can take, that you can chew and already have digested before it goes into your stomach for digestion. That's the same with life. Every goal is achieved by little bite-sized tasks. So if you say, let's say you want to increase your business, be it having more clients, being making more money, being becoming independent or having your own department or your own business. There's so many ways of doing it. Getting away from working for someone who doesn't appreciate you, but working on your own. Wow, what a difference that makes. And is it worth it? Absolutely. Anything you do to better yourself is worth living for, is worth doing, is worth sacrificing some things to later on reap the benefits. You know, it's always good to say no to the good so we can say yes to the great. And who decides what the great is versus good? Well, that's you, because you want to make sure that you get where you want to go. And just take bite sizes, really chew them. And as I said, the more you chew each bite, and I have learned from a medical doctor many, many moons ago, that when we chew each bite 35 to 50 times, yes, that sounds like a lot, especially in this hectic time where eat, hurry up, go. if we chew 35 to 50 times each bite, the saliva has so many enzymes to digest that food already that it's going to be so much easier on the stomach, which means we're not going to have stomach aches. We're not going to feel bloated, because when it's halfway digested before it goes in the stomach, the intestines also can work better on it. And we eliminate what we don't need and we only keep what we do need. So these are all amazing things that we can take care of ourselves. And there again, it's a commitment to ourselves to eat healthy, to hydrate healthy. And without those two, and to exercise, and without these three, it's hard to keep your mindset positive and active and moving on. So let's make a difference in our lives so we can make a difference in somebody else's life. So again, do more than it's expected and then some, because you want to stand out. You want to be better than you were, and you want to lead by example, and you want to make sure that the people around you see who you are and want to follow in your footsteps. So having said that, I'm going to make one quick offer here. Anybody who wants to better themselves, be it in body, mind, or finances, lifestyle, any of those, and wants to journey with me and allow me to help you, let me know. And I will give you a little token of appreciation, and we'll work together. So email me at bythomson@gmail.com. You can see it in the transcript. Or text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. Remember, I said text or voicemail, because I do not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled phone call and I know what we're going to be talking about. So I can avoid wasting your time or my time by being totally unprepared. I like to know what the discussion is going to be about so I can be prepared to listen carefully and then hone in with answers if you want any, or see what I can contribute to that conversation that is positive. So this is it for today. Commitment, yes. How does it feel? How does it apply to you? How does it affect you and the people around you? And how can you make changes? Always remember, give your best daily so you will never have any regrets, and then some. You just want to move on with everything you do and give it always just a little bit more. And the more you give, the more you realize you can give even more. And that's going to make you a very happy, prosperous, and wonderful person that people want to be around with. It makes you attractive, and it makes you desirable, you know, to work with you, to be in your circle of friends, to be around you. It's going to be so much more fun when we have the positivity taking over and you keep in charge of your life and don't let anybody hurt you, especially the ones who don't know what's going on and haven't set foot in your path or don't know what you're going through. So I wish everybody a most wonderful week. Let me know if you learned anything new. Please email or text or voicemail. I would love to hear from you, and I would love even more to journey with some of you who have a desire to reach out and help others, just like I do as a transformational habits of health coach. Changing the habits of disease to habits of health, changing the way we look at things, that means growing our mindset more positively day by day and then some. That's something I do every morning when I get up after I've eaten breakfast, have my cup of coffee. I always read a few pages in a very positive book, and that helps me make the whole day very pleasant and very wonderful. And that's what I wish for you. Take care, and we'll talk again next week.